Genesis 6 and verse 9 to chapter 7 and verse 5. Noah. And what do we learn of Noah in these verses? Now, as I've said many times on these discourses, I'm just giving brief overviews, short discourses. There's much more could be said, no doubt, upon these passages. But in this discourse, I want to pick out the leading points about Noah, for he was a spiritual man, he was a godly man. And he is a challenge and an instruction, an encouragement and a warning to those of us who are believers. Brother and sister, Noah speaks to us today. But Noah is also a challenge and a warning, an instruction to the unbeliever. He spoke to the unbeliever in his day. For many years he spoke to the unbeliever in various ways. And he still speaks. He being dead still speaks. Do you have ears to hear? Do you have a heart to listen? A mind, a heart, a will to give in to God speaking in his word, to yield to him, to receive from God through this man Noah instruction that will be such a blessing to you, not only for this life, but for eternity. We learn here that Noah was a spiritual man. Take chapter 6 and verse 9. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. He wasn't a perfect man. No man is perfect apart from Christ. No man was ever born in the ordinary way perfect. All in Adam have sinned. Christ, the virgin birth, was born sinless. Noah was a sinner, but in the eyes of God, and speaking here in the eyes of men, no doubt, Noah was a righteous man. He was blameless among the people of his time. This generation was wicked. Wicked. My spirit will not contend with man forever. There was a wickedness. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become. I'm reading from the earlier verses in chapter 6. That every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved about this, that he had made man. But Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. He walked with God. In the eyes of God and the eyes of men, he was godly. He walked before God and with God. He talked with him. He lived under his counsel. He had communion with God. We know that he believed God. Verse 13, so God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I'm surely going to destroy both them and the earth, so make yourself an ark, and so on. Did God warn him there? Then he believed that warning. Did God command him there? Then he would obey him. Did God promise to him? In verse 18, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you, and so on and so on. Noah was a believer. He believed God in his word, not that it was written down, but in his speaking to him. Was there a warning in God's word for him? There was. Did Noah play fast and loose with the warning? Did he mock it? No, he believed it. Did he trust the promise? He did. God would make a covenant with him. And we know he trusted. We know he believed. Why? Because he obeyed. Chapter 6, verse 22. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Look at that. Just as. Everything. Did everything just as God commanded him. And chapter 7, verse 5. And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. What a tremendous testimony, before men and before God, walking with God, blameless before men, righteous before men, and in the eyes of God, believing God's word, believing God's promise, heeding his warning, obeying him in every particular, just as God had commanded, despite all difficulties, despite the occupations he had of life with his family, despite the fact that what he was doing, building the ark, was such a novelty, despite the fact that this made him stand out isolated, lonely, mocked in his generation. We know he was mocked and laughed at and scorned. The length of time, the difficulties of building the ark, his age. He was 500 years old, and he became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. He was 600 when the flood came, chapter 7, verse 6. Not only his age, but look at the age in which he lived, the wickedness of the age. He was in a minority, a very tiny minority, a remnant. Think of all the excuses he could have made, but he didn't make any excuse at all. He believed God, and he obeyed God. And so we get the New Testament quoting this experience. Hebrews 11:6, 1 Peter 3:20, 2 Peter 3, verse 6. The Bible makes much of this man and his testimony, in particular this. By faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. That's Hebrews 11, verse 7. What a testimony. Faith, believing, fear, holy fear, trusting God, obeying God, condemning the world, and entering into all the blessings that God had for him. This, my friend, is the man of God, and therefore he speaks today, I say again. He speaks to me as a believer. Brother, sister, he speaks to you. This man believes God. He is blameless in his generation. He's walking before God. He's not perfect. He's still a simple man. We know that. And yet before men, he stands out in this holiness, this beauty of holiness, believing, trusting, the warnings, the promises, obedient. Despite all the difficulties, he presses on. And he challenges you, unbeliever. He rebuked his generation. They mocked him, they laughed at him, but they were condemned and judged and drowned in the flood. And I warn you, my friend, you may laugh at people like me trying to preach the gospel and urging you to trust Christ and warning you about judgment to come and everlasting hell and so on. You laugh at these things, you dismiss them. But I say it to you now, just as in the days of Noah, as those who mocked Noah, those who mocked Noah and laughed at him and turned away from him and despised his preaching and rejected him, they perished. I warn you, my friend, the same will be true for you. Don't let it happen. Believe God's warnings. Trust his promises. Above all now in this gospel age, look to Jesus and trust in him and be saved from your sins and right with God. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Oh, come to Christ and be right in him, washed in his blood, clothed in his righteousness, and be at peace with God. I'll close with a hymn by Thomas Kelly. Surely he's caught the spirit of Noah here, and I want to learn from it. And art thou, gracious master, gone a mansion to prepare for me? Shall I behold thee on thy throne, and there for ever dwell with thee? Is that the hope I've got? And so it is in Christ. And shall I for the world's applause, or to escape its scorn or frown, refuse to countenance thy cause, and make thy people's lot my own? Lord, what is man, or what his smile? The terror of his anger, what? Like grass he flourishes a while, but soon his place shall know him not. Then let the world approve or blame, and vile account me if they will. I'll triumph in thy glorious name, and cleave to thee my Saviour still. What transport, Lord, shall fill my heart when thou my worthless name wilt own? When I shall see thee as thou art, and know as I myself am known.